Welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to discuss or a Bible question you'd like to pose, call now. 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to hear how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are talking about characteristics that God works in our lives in this process of transformation that He initiated at our salvation and will complete. That's His promise to us. The work that He began, He will complete in us. A lot of times we get so distraught over that. We don't see changes. We're not growing fast enough. We step back into the ways of the world. We let the flesh get the best of us. And we just throw up our hands and think, Lord, what in the world are you doing? I mean, I know you saved me and I'm grateful for that, but what have you done for me lately? Fact of the matter, Jesus is doing His work. We can count on that. He will conform us into His image. He will complete the work. That is the promise. And we need to rest in that. We need to just be a little more relaxed about this process of growth and maturity that He has us in. It's going to take place. It's happening right now. So we can be thankful for that. Yeah. And oftentimes, we miss out on what God is doing and all the things that he's producing in our lives because we get so caught up in, our own little problems. I mean, we get so focused on the situation that we're in right now that we can't see what God's doing in the midst of it. So I think these promises that Jesus has given to us, that He is going to complete the work, that we are going to be conformed into His image, should help us step back from the problems that we're in and give us fresh perspective and help us see exactly what God is doing in and through us. Yes. Then we can see that He truly is at work just as He promised.
Yes, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition. Open lines 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a Bible question perhaps you'd like to pose, why, give us a call right now. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Atlanta, Georgia, and talk to Lobel. Hi, Lobel. How are you?
I'm fine, just thank you. How are you all?
Well, just doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you today.
Okay, good to hear from you all, too. I was calling a concern out. I misplaced my notes. Calling concern about 3 John, where it was saying that... Was it John telling this guy, what his name, Gaius? Gaius, yes, to, prosper, be in the best of health. Was this man, was he converted or was he with us? Or, I mean, was he just passing through and he told him this? Or how did the story go?
Well, I think he was a friend of John's and probably a disciple of John's. John have led him to faith in Jesus Christ. And this letter was a letter of commendation to Gaius for recognizing the truth, walking in the truth, and being hospitable to those who were carrying the message of the truth to new regions. So there was a network that was established, and so people would travel from town to town, and in every town that they went, they would seek out the believers, and when they connected and talked through what their message was, and the believers of the town recognized that they were speaking the truth about Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, they would welcome those traveling preacher, so to speak, into their homes. They would be hospitable to them, take care of their needs, and then help them along their way. So John was simply writing to say thank you to Gaius for doing that.
Oh, okay. And then he also, like say, told him, prosper, go and prosper and be in the best of health.
Well, that was his wish for his friend. He basically says, I hope all is well with you and that you are healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. That would be something that we would say to each other. I hope you're healthy.
Okay.
I hope you are prosperous and doing well. That would be my wish for you. Sometimes that is the case. Sometimes it isn't. But if it isn't the case, that doesn't change the fact that God loves us. It doesn't change the fact that he's taken away our sins, that he has declared us righteous. It just means that we're going through a trial in life.
Okay, now I got it. So he was one with just, he was just traveling from town to town. And John was talking to him on that strength was like, you know, continue in the word and everything.
Absolutely. Just an encouragement.
Okay, just encouragement. Okay, well, I thank you. I got it down. I just had misplaced my notes. And by the way, are you all still on the radio? I used to listen to you on 1010, but I can't get you anymore.
Well, we are not on that station. They changed their format on us and didn't have a place for us. So we went off the air, but we are actively seeking a new home there in the Atlanta area. Just pray for us on that, okay?
I will. I miss y'all so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We miss being there. We have lots of wonderful friends in the Atlanta area, and we hope and pray that we'll be back on the air in that great city as quickly as possible.
Okay, well, I'll be certainly continuing to pray for it because I miss y'all so much.
Well, thanks for calling today. Mm-hmm. Let me put you on hold, and we'll tell you how you can keep listening online through your internet, or if you have a cell phone or something, smartphone. We have ways to get the broadcast to you every single day. And also, let us send you our latest offer. It's a CD series called Profiles in Character. It's a look at what God does in our lives through his Spirit, how he transforms us from day to day. So let me put you on hold. We'd love to send that to you. And we sure appreciate hearing from you today. You hold on.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-677-9377. Open lines, plenty of time on the clock. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Give us a call right now. And in relation to the offer, Profiles in Character by Bob Christopher, it's a 3-CD series, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to the ministry. All you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net. That's our regular website, basicgospel.net, prominent links right on the homepage. Or you can call and speak with our operator to make your gift and request your copy, 1-800-727-2828. That's good during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828. Yours for a gift of any amount, Profiles in Character by Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. Well, LaBelle's call just raises some other issues that I really wanted to address on today's program. Like I mentioned yesterday, this series that we're offering really focuses on three specific stories in the gospel accounts. They're the stories of the Samaritans, the woman at the well that Jesus meets, the Good Samaritan who crosses the road and tends to a person in need, and then there is the story of 10 lepers. And Luke records that story for us in his gospel, the 17th chapter. And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he was traveling along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And most Jews never entered into Samaria. There was this bitter feud between those two groups, the Jews and the Samaritans. And Jews felt like they were half-breeds, that they were defiled, they were unclean, and they didn't want to defile themselves by coming in contact with the Samaritans, so they stayed away from that area. They traveled around it. But Jesus was on the border, and he went into a village, and there were 10 men who had leprosy who met him. And they stood at a distance, which is what they were supposed to do, and they called out to Jesus, "Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Now, that was required by the law. So Jesus was simply following what the law had laid out for someone who had been healed of leprosy to do. So he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." He says, "One of them, When he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. And so we talked yesterday about the fact that the body of Christ is made up of both Jew and Gentile. Well, that was a Samaritan. He was a little bit Jew. He was a little bit Gentile. That's why the Jews called them half-breeds. So as a symbol, as a sign, they represented the body of Christ. And so we see here one of the characteristics of the body of Christ is an attitude of thanksgiving. We say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing his praises for the work he accomplished in our lives. And so that's one of the things that that we see here. But Jesus asked when this Samaritan turned and thanked him, and he said, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner, the Samaritan? And then Jesus said to the Samaritan, rise and go, your faith has made you well. The passage that Lobel was talking about was in 3 John, and there's this salutation that John gives to his friend, I want you to be prosperous and to be healthy. And so we take that and say, well, if we just pray, it's God's will that we be healed of all of our diseases, of all of our sicknesses. Well, that's not the case. Not everybody is going to be healed. Healings take place. I'm not denying that. I'm not saying that God doesn't heal today. So don't write me emails about that, because I know he does. But that's not always the case. We've prayed for people in our ministry to get well, and that didn't happen. They died. We aren't, you know, mad at God for that. It's just the way it is. And I think this story with the Samaritans underscores something that is more important to God than our physical healing. These 10 lepers all were cleansed miraculously. You know, that's not a miracle that people saw every day. And it was one of the miracles that pointed to the Messiah. Whoever did such a thing like that, who could heal a leper, that was a messianic miracle. That was something that would help the people identify this person as the Messiah. That's why he told them to go show themselves to the priest. But to this one who came back, he said, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Scratch your head a little bit and say, well, wait a minute, I thought all of them were made well. No, all of them were healed of their physical illness. Only one was made well in his soul. Yeah. That's what God is most interested in as far as we are concerned. Why? Because we live in a world that is subject to sin and death. There's someday in the future when a new heaven and a new earth will be restored, and that's where we will live. And in that new heaven and new earth, there will be no sin, there will be no diseases, there will be no sorrow, there will be no pain, there will be no suffering. But that's future. That's what our hope is, and that is what motivates us today and anchors us today to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. So we can have souls that are well through faith in Jesus. Some of us may have physical sicknesses that are healed by Jesus. But the vast majority of us, that's probably not going to be the case. But when we come to faith in Jesus, here's one thing that will be made well, and that's our souls.
Yeah.
And that's what God is interested in. That's what he brings about in our lives. That's the work that he's committed to completing in each and every one of us. And I think that's just fantastic
news. It truly
is.
Absolutely. Well, you found Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Still time on the clock and open lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. Call quickly, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, let's go to the Bronx and talk with Al, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Al.
Good afternoon, my brother. God bless you. How are you doing?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, I am a school teacher here in the Bronx. teach high school. I've been teaching for 13 years. Last year I had an experience in which I almost suffered a heart attack and had to have some stents put in my heart. And I started going back to church again. It was an eye-opening experience. At the time, I was running around with not so much of a good of a crew, if you catch my drift. God's way of pulling me toward him. I'm deeply involved right now. And recently, about 2 months ago, I was at my friend's birthday party, and his brother's a pastor. And I wanted to talk to him about the Bible because it's like it's become a passion of mine to read the Bible every day. It's like I can't get enough of it. And before I even opened my mouth to talk to the man, he asked me when. And I said, when what? He said, when did you accept the Lord? And every hair on my body stood up. I'm like, how did you know that I turned away? He said, I can see it in you. I can see it glowing from you. And I was freaked out by it. But anyway, my question is the following. And I've accepted Jesus. However, what I've noticed is, and I spoke to him about 2 weeks ago. He's a pastor in New Jersey. The temptations have gotten a lot worse. And I mean a lot worse insofar as impure thoughts and the flesh being weak. That's not saying that I'm doing anything, but it's just my mind. It's like the thoughts that just, I'm getting more and more temptations. And my friend, the pastor, he explained, he said, give thanks to God and pray more because you're getting closer and closer to Jesus and Satan does not want to let you go because of your past. How does this work? When one is saved, why the constant bombardment of these temptations?
Al, that's the $64,000 question that we all ask. And you're going through exactly what I've been through, what Bob Davis has been through.
Oh, I've never been through that.
Here's what happens at salvation, Al. And let me just kind of go over that gospel message with you. Jesus Christ died to take away your sins. He was buried, and then he was raised back to life. And when you respond to that good news, that gospel message, you're made alive. You were dead in sin. You were dead spiritually. That's why, you know, no matter how good life was going for you, down deep you knew something was wrong. Something was missing in your life. Well, what was missing was Jesus Christ. Well, when you come to him, you're made alive, and then Jesus Christ sends his spirit to live in you. But that's a spiritual birth. You must be born again of the Spirit, Jesus said. So what's made new inside of you for right now is your human spirit. That was the thing that was regenerated. You still live in the same body. Nothing changed with your body, right?
No.
And you still have that same mind. You still have those same emotions and the same will, so to speak. So
Yes. That
body of yours has flesh in it, and within that flesh is sin. So all of those things that you were tempted to do before you knew Christ, those things are still in that flesh of yours. So if you had trouble, you know, with sexual immorality, your flesh still wants that today. And tomorrow, your flesh is still going to want that. And 10 years from now, your flesh is still going to want that. Your flesh isn't going to change. Now, what happens to us as believers is those old thoughts kind of race through our minds at the most inopportune times. And it gets us scratching our heads, wondering, what in the world is going on? I mean, Al opened up my Bible, and I've started reading, and I've had some of the worst thoughts fly through this mind of mine that I've ever had in my life. And I sit there, how can that be?
I'm feeling the same thing sometimes, but I press myself to continue reading.
That's
and
exactly
what's
right.
What's happening now that I didn't experience before is I feel guilt and I feel shame and I feel embarrassed, things that I've never felt before. And I keep praying to God, and every morning before I start work, every morning I read my Bible and I go to church for 10 or 15 minutes, and I say, God, please, Jesus, don't give up on me. I'm still here. I'm thirsty. It's like sometimes I feel these moments of peace. And like my friend said, and I think I'm agreeing, is that I was so entrenched into that lifestyle and so comfortable that now that I've broken away from it, Satan does not want to let me go. And sometimes I say again, I mentioned to him that I wake up sometimes at around 3 or 3:33 in the morning. And he said that is when the forces of evil are most prominent. And I felt like a couple of months ago this cold shivering in my back, and I started automatically praying out of the blue. I just started to pray. And I'm not scared so in so much as I feel more ashamed. Is that part of being ashamed, being now more cognizant of your sins and being ashamed and not wanting to go back to that lifestyle?
Well, Al, I think that's a part of it. We certainly do see our sins in a completely different light. But we have to attach that to what Jesus Christ did for us through his death on the cross. And it makes his death even more valuable to us than it was before. We look at what Jesus did and we realize that he died for our sins. He took our punishment. But until we see, you know, the full depth of what our sins were, we're not going to see the full depth of what Jesus accomplished for us. So I think every time you feel that way, I think that's a reminder to you to say thank you to Jesus for what he accomplished for you on the cross.
I see.
So his blood took away all your sins. I mean, every single one of them. He took the punishment that you justly deserved. And so, Al, there's no more punishment for you. That's why Paul wrote, therefore, those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation for them. It's a powerful, powerful truth. So here's what's happening with you. You have these thoughts that are racing through, and you're saying, Lord, please don't give up on me. Well, he's already said that he's not going to give up on you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. He's promised to complete the work that he began. So he's committed. He's in with both feet. He's not going anywhere. So you're sitting there having these thoughts and thinking, you know, because I'm a Christian, I shouldn't be having those thoughts, and you're condemning yourself. And that's not what God has called you to do. You need to rest in the fact that there's no more condemnation for Al, who lives in the Bronx, New York, because of the work of Jesus Christ. Your sins have been forgiven once and for all. And if you will grab hold of that truth, it will help you grow in Christ like you can't believe. Well, here's what I want to do, Al. We're almost out of time on today's program. Let me put you on hold. We have some wonderful resources that I think will be a big help to you at this point, okay? You hang on, Al.
No problem.
And thanks to everybody for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We are here every day only because you are. And to express our thanks for your support of Basic Gospel, for your gift of any amount at this time, you'll receive our 3-CD series, Profiles in Character, by Bob Christopher. You know, in this series, Bob outlined some very important lessons, showing that sometimes in life, the most unlikely of people prove to be the true heroes. God is looking for people of character, those who reflect him in this world of darkness. But how do we become standout people in the world? Well, Bob unlocks the secret in 3 life-changing biblical accounts and profiles in character, yours for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and receive your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 or basicgospel.net. And if you like what you hear each day on Basic Gospel, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. So until tomorrow at the same time, for Bob and Richard and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you and have a great afternoon of the Lord Jesus. Bye-bye.